This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wednesday's vice presidential debate had sharp moments, some modest interruptions and violent violations of the debate clock. The candidates were separated by plexiglass out of concern for spread of the coronavirus from cases emanating from the White House. Kamala Harris immediately put Vice President Mike Pence on the defensive, calling U.S. President Donald Trump's pandemic response the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. Pence expressed sympathy for all those affected by the pandemic, and he accused U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of playing politics with people's lives. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, office work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, would say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. For the sixth time in Atlantic hurricane season, people in Louisiana are once more fleeing the state's barrier islands and sailing boats to safe harbor, while emergency officials ramp up command centers and consider ordering evacuations. The storm being watched Wednesday is Hurricane Delta, the 25th named storm of the Atlantic's unprecedented hurricane season. Forecasters place most of the Louisiana with Delta's path. This is VOA News.